Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to Contemplation with Christoph number 33. This is the second of two segments within the Christoph Lewis podcast. This is just me, and then the conversations is where I interview a guest. Two episodes of each come out each week for a grand total of four episodes a week. Everything in these episodes is directed towards finding and doing a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are possible through hard work and helping others. Not everybody's going to make it just because you're going to work hard and just because you want to help people. You're going to fail along the way. But if you make the decision to do these things, you have a much greater probability of getting what you want. And I guarantee you that you will eventually get it. Not immediately, but eventually. This podcast is two-way. It's not just me recording a podcast. I love interacting with you, and you get to see me. It's like it's essentially a documentary of everything I'm doing on my journey to get where I want to go. And I'm enjoying the hell out of this journey, even though it's hard along the way. You can visit the website to listen to this podcast and all other things podcast. Learn more about me at christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis.
And now it's time for the book challenge.
That's right, the book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for an entire year. I used to be a bad reader. At least that's what I told myself. It was far from the truth. Far, far from the truth. Right now, I'm getting to be a better reader, but I'm just reading more often and I've made it a priority. When I set a goal, I'm much more likely to obtain it, especially when there's these micro deadlines, weekly deadlines that lead up to a yearly goal, a larger goal. So this is like a good moment to talk about goal setting real quick before we get into the thick of it, is that we have these little goals that they keep us on track, and they keep us on track to get the bigger goals. So you can book challenge it and do things this way, but take the structure of the book challenge and use it for other things in your life, and I guarantee you that it will help you. You can find the book challenge on christophlewis.com/book challenge, as my wonderful and gorgeous wife just said, or you can go to Instagram at one book a week challenge. Last week, I read Zero to Hero by my good friend Nate Wilson, and this week I'm reading Tribe by Sebastian Younger. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 76 with Margot Alvarez. She's a great person to talk to, very fun, very energetic, very genuine, and she's a complete badass. She's a CrossFit athlete, and she's an entrepreneur. She went into the wine business, and it was not easy. She struggled. Her and her fiance weren't even making ends meet at the time. They couldn't even pay themselves. Everything was going back into the business for 2 years before they could pay themselves a measly $32,000 combined for a salary, for a yearly salary. It's beyond me. It's the type of mindset you have to apply if you want to get things done, if you want to create things from scratch. And they chose to do that. And they chose that career, and you can do that as well. Today, I'm going to speak with you about envious thoughts. So let's get into it. All right. Envious thoughts. If you haven't got anything nice to say about anybody, come sit next to me. That is the eldest child of one of our former presidents. That is Alice Roosevelt Longworth. That's not the type of person that I want to be. And I just thought that was an applicable quote to this. I read a really cool article by Robert L. Leahy, PhD, from the Anxiety Files. It went into depth about the envious mind. It was very interesting to me. So not only am I reading books every week, but I like to read articles and I like to try to stay current, especially on the things that I talk about, and anxiety and envy and these kind of emotions come up in our lives. So I thought it was really important to talk to. So I'm not going to go into the depths of the article per se, but I am going to go over a couple of ways that you can challenge your envious thoughts. So if you're having a feeling of mind reading, in the sense of you're thinking, oh, people think I'm such a loser because she succeeded, and oh my gosh, like you're the type of person, like a lot of times automatically we have thoughts when we see other people succeed and we're like, oh my god, How dare they? Like, they don't even deserve that. I deserve that. I work my ass off. And you have all these, like, assuming thoughts that run through your head. And the more I've lived my life, I've realized that you have no fucking clue what's going on in their life and what they've had to do to get what you are just now happening to see. Like, is the epitome of the iceberg. Like, you don't see all the work, everything underneath the iceberg, 90% of the iceberg that's hidden. It's so damn true. It's so true. And so many times you see, like, it could be something as simple as, oh, this guy is leaving work early. How, oh my God, what a slacker. But maybe that dude has, like, some serious shit. He's going to talk to a psychologist. And that's the only time he can do it. So, or maybe he's a slacker. It could be. Like, so the point is, I'm saying it could be either or, and don't assume. So if you have this, like, mind reading, envious thoughts of people think I'm a loser because she succeeded, here's an alternative thought. Say, I don't know what people are thinking. They might be thinking about things in their lives, not about me. These are going to be alternative things that you can apply to your life to hopefully help overcome these thoughts. If you're having discounting positives like, he succeeded, which means that what I do isn't worth anything, which it can feel like that, but it's not. Your alternative thought that Dr. Leahy provides is saying something like, his success on something does not discount the good things that I do. I engage in many behaviors that are rewarding and meaningful. This doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. The next is labeling. You think, like, he's a success and I'm a failure. It's like, again, this, like, black and white thing. Just because you see people succeed around you doesn't mean that you're a failure. So instead, the alternative thought is, people are complicated. Some behaviors succeed in the moment and others don't. It makes no sense that we label people as a success and failure. Next is personalizing. You're saying something like, her success reflects personally on me. Instead, think, her success has nothing to do with me, because it doesn't. My behaviors, my thoughts, and feelings are relevant to me, not what someone else does or thinks. The next one, awfulizing. You say something maybe like, it's terrible that they got this recognition and I didn't. And oh my God, I'm so guilty of probably 100% of these at one point in my life or another. And it wasn't until many years later, and then in retrospect, I felt like such an asshole, like seeing people like in the military get maybe Sailor of the Year when I was up for it and I felt deserved of it. And I think to some point that there's a lot of rationality to that. You know, obviously you worked your butt off to get something, an award or a promotion or something, and you wanted it. But that person did all those things too. They work their ass off too. So they're very deserving of it too. And people decided that. So instead of that, your alternative thought should be too. No, it's simply a monetary thing for someone to be in the very limited spotlight. And even if it's a not limited spotlight, you will have an opportunity to do it again. Maybe not in that directly, but in another way. The next is fortune telling. You're saying or thinking something like, I will never be able to succeed. You're seeing these other people succeed all around you and you just have all these downtrodden thoughts about yourself. Well, alternatively, you can think, success is about a behavior at one point in time. Do you really think that none of your behaviors will be rewarding? Well, if you subscribe to constant negative thoughts, then Chris, says yes. You won't. You will not have rewarding behaviors because you're constantly just, you're held onto this train track that you can't get off of. You need to get off the train track. You need to hop into a car where you can drive wherever the hell you want. And you need to think the good thoughts. Just because you have bad thoughts initially doesn't mean that's who you are. You can decide how, like, ultimately how you feel about that after the fact, and especially when you act on it. The last category is all or nothing thinking. When you're like, nothing I do works out. You just feel like no matter what you do, no matter what you say, nothing is good enough and nothing will ever work out. The alternative thought that you can say to yourself is, really? Nothing? Aren't there some things that you've been able to achieve? Things that have been rewarding? Ask yourself these questions. And just as I would recommend you practice gratitude on a daily basis when you wake up or go to bed or both or what, just whenever you can, you need to ask yourself and go back and be appreciative of all the things that you've been able to accomplish up until this point in your life. I mean, you're listening to me right now, so you have some sort of smart device. You're able to accomplish enough to be able to get that. So even small things, like, let's not discount the fact that we have badass technology. technology to be able to communicate in such a way. Like, that's incredible. So if you're able to achieve even that, to me, that's been very rewarding to do this and to be able to deliver that content to you as well. So feel rewarded for being able to have the opportunity to even learn in such a way. Like, if there's any kind of a negative thought, sure, that's cool. Like, that's relative to your life as well. It can be like that. It can truly be bad. But do your best to, like, warp and change that negative thought into something good and see something good about it. Like, I just had a podcast recording before this with a guest, and like, we experienced some really bad shit, and we're like, yeah, what's done is done, and that was really shitty, but what good can we take away from that? Now we are so appreciative of our lives at a bare minimum. Like, I wish that shit didn't happen, but it did, and I can't take it back. So what am I going to do with it now? So if you have these envious thoughts, we went over 7 different categories: mind reading, discounting, positive, labeling, personalizing, awfulizing, fortune telling, and all or nothing thinking. You'll have an automatic thought, but know that even though you're a human being full of emotions, which is a beautiful thing, and embrace that, that you can have all alternative thoughts. So I highly suggest you can go back, you can rewind, just hit like the 15 second thing a few times, and you can go back and listen to the categories, the automatic thoughts, and the alternative thoughts, and then maybe write them down, and then you can just revisit it, or just know that you have these thoughts, and you can choose what to say to yourself afterwards, and then you ultimately choose how you act on that. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening today. I hope, like, this one was a home-hitting podcast for me. Like, I am very, very, very guilty of these envious thoughts at many times in my life, and I think it's a very important thing to talk about, because I think we're in such a society nowadays where we're caring so much about what other people are doing, no matter if I give the work example of leaving work early or cutting into work late. Like, you don't know what's going on in other people's lives, and focus more on your life and your family, and just focus on the things that you want to do and the things that you want to be successful at, or the things you want to maintain doing, and you will be in a better place, and you control your thoughts, and your automatic thoughts are not who you are. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and the book challenge at 1 Book a Week Challenge. If you enjoy these episodes, I would highly appreciate if you rated them 5 stars on Instagram, and most importantly, if you shared them with a friend. I'm just trying to reach as many people possible with this podcast, and honestly, I don't even care. It's not cliche. It's not cheesy. Like, we can fucking change the world. This is bullshit. Like, it stops right here. All these envious thoughts, all these other things I've talked about in 110 episodes or whatever, like, everybody out there that I've interviewed has started where you are or where I am right now, or like, people started so late in life, people started early in life. We're all freaking different, and just embrace it. Don't give in to this shit. Like, do the best you can every single day, all right? Like, don't give in to this shit. You just got it. You have it. You have a friend in me through this podcast. For that, I promise you, I will do my best to deliver these type of podcasts and make friends out there that support you as well in your endeavors, and do what's best for you and do what's best for your family. So remember, I appreciate you listening, but don't just listen to this. Do not just get done with this podcast and go on about your day and talk down about yourself. Like, you're done right now. You're done. You are done talking bad about yourself. You're going to work on it from now on. You're not going to subscribe and give in to these automatic negative thoughts you have about yourself. Stop. Because that little shit adds up, and it will eat at you, and you will eventually believe these negative thoughts that you or maybe other idiots say about you. Like, they're dumb. Their opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion matters about you. So speak highly of yourself, and don't sell yourself short, and have the best freaking day ever.